Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Nancy DeCherney, the outgoing director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, joins us now in our studios. And, you know, when you came to your job 16 years ago, the Juno Arts and Humanities Council was in a basement downtown. Yes. And at that point, the armory was turned over for the council to transform into what is today the Jack Building. And yep. Many concerts and gallery exhibits are held there. And then now the council is overseeing Centennial Hall's operations, and eventually when it is remodeled and becomes the new Civic Center, it will be the Jack's baby.
Well, I don't know about that, but hopefully we'll be a big part of it, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so wow. And yet, you know, all of these years, one of the threads is that on Juno Afternoon, right before First Friday, you would come and give us all the different things that we might want to check out. And just before we do that, do you want to tell us, has this grown a lot over the years since you first started doing this?
You mean the First Friday piece?
Right, just the number of exhibits and things.
I think people are more, it's become more everybody does it kind of a thing. You know, I think it was started by maybe Heidi or one of the Riefenstein girls, anyway, predates me for sure. But it's become a really big thing in the downtown area. COVID took a little nip out of that, but people, we pressed on with virtual experiences and all that sort of stuff. So I think it is a sort of a tradition in Juno. It's a really lovely one. It's an opportunity for everybody to get out and see their friends and go out for dinner. And I've been told that it in its heyday, which was pre-COVID, you had to get reservations if you were going to go do dinner after the walking around bit. So I think it's been a good thing for the community.
And for the businesses as well, mm-hmm. because it makes people aware of what's going on and also brings people together, because during COVID, the local businesses got quite a bit of support from the community. And it might be because of these relationships that have been built over First Friday, do you think?
I hope so. I mean, I think that's sort of what the arts do, is bring people together in various many ways. And hopefully that'll press on. People will keep doing it. It'll be exciting.
Well, when I ask people about the work that you do and your sort of your legacy, they say that one of the things that you were successful in doing is bringing lots of arts organizations together. And the Juno Arts and Humanities Council was kind of a clearinghouse, a place for mm-hmm. them to promote, but mm-hmm. also the Humanities Council also offered grants and, you know, and during COVID kept people going, scholarships and things like that. Do you feel that the fact that First Fridays are advertised on your website and all of that, is that kind of just an outgrowth of that effort?
I always felt like the Arts Council's main role was to bring all of the arts groups together. Sort of, somebody described it as being sort of the mother. But, I mean, when I very first started, the arts groups were a little bit more competitive amongst each other. And one of the things we worked hard to do, and I think have been successful at, is getting all the arts groups to work together collaboratively. Speaking of the scholarships and grants and stuff, we'll be doing the grant reviews on the 15th, and then the scholarship auditions and the individual artist auditions the next week after that. And I'm actually going to the city and borough tonight to ask them to give us more.
And you seem to be good at that. That's another one of those things. But I am kind of sad to be doing the last First Friday roundup with you, but I guess we better get to it.
Yes, there's a lot this week and this month, actually. I mean, over at the Jack, we have Christine Kleinhans from Tidewatcher. Beautiful show. It's bright and full of color. And in addition to that, we'll be having a First Friday market. There are 16 vendors that will be over there, so in the main hall, so stop in for that. The Alaska State Museum right next door is going to be doing Mug Up, a thing with Bob King. Mug Up, sort of a fishing tradition, as I recall.
Coffee break.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mug is up.
Yeah. When I grew up in Haines, there was always pie involved in the whole situation. The City Museum has a Riemann Yoes retrospective. People probably know who she is, but you may not know all the older pieces that she did and just the span of work that she did it. So it's going to be a really wonderful show. Alaska Robotics, remarkably enough, is 10 years old in its location. How did that happen?
I don't know.
But they're having all kind of specials from here until the 7th. The Juno Artist Gallery has Marty Sharp. She's got beautiful watercolors. They're going to be open, I think, through she'll be there, and then the stuff will be up through the month. Rainforest Yoga always does on First Friday. Well, not always, but has done and is back to doing 5:30 to 6:30 little sort of refreshers with Tammy. So if you're feeling a little stressed out, you can go do that.
Wow.
Annie Kales has Asha Falcon. Wonderful show. Really whimsical people. Little portraits that I'm really looking forward to seeing myself. The Murray Drake Planetarium is going to be showing films, full dome films, a bunch of short ones, good for all ages from 5:30 to 7, and it's free, and you can go see that and have a good time. Perseverance is going to run Fun Home, so if you didn't, and you know they've had a little rough time with this one, with having to shut it down for a moment, but if you can get tickets to this, I highly recommend it. It was a wonderful show. I got to see it the first weekend.
I was really curious about it because to me, that idea of one person, you know, one character portrayed by three people in mm-hmm. different age groups
was well
fascinating.
Done. It was great. It was a wonderful, it just hit
and
all
and
of
the things. Young woman, the who plays Little Alice, and there's Little mm-hmm. Big and Middle. Isn't
she was
remarkable?
Amazing. Yes, yes. She was absolutely... The whole show was wonderful. It was all well-performed and well-put-together, and I just want to say, if you can get tickets, do go, because they're not going to be able to keep it going for the rest, and it's not going to be filmed. So anyway, there's also... Let's see, Maya Lager has... Honor Your Mother Earrings at Woosh Kinadeida Ati. And my apologies, Lily, if I mispronounced that. But that's at 221 Seward Street from 4 to 7. It is Mother's Day weekend, so I'm just bringing that up.
Hint, hint, hint.
There's all kinds of... And Barnaby Brewing also has... She has Jacqueline Tingey will be there from 4 to 8 at the brewery. Like I said, we've got 16 vendors over at the Jack in case you need mushrooms or cookies or vintage items, all kinds of things. Alaska Fashion Week is starting. The Roar Women's Event, and I'm sure that the Roar will be louder than usual this year. At least I hope so.
Because I don't think it's virtual, is it?
No, it's going to be there, and we need it now. There's a concert, the Juno Community Bounds is doing a mostly Mozart concert out at, I think, Thunder Mountain, and the Crystal Saloon has music. They have a dance Friday night and then a concert on Saturday. So, you know, yeah, there's some stuff to do. There's a Berners Bay cruise on Saturday with the Audubon Society.
Oh, and I hear that's a really
beautiful.
Good cruise to go out on. And mm-hmm. I believe that the Juno Community Bands concert is out at the Lutheran Church out
oh, that's
in the valley.
Right, okay.
You know, they often do Thunder Mountain, but I hear that's a great setting.
It is. It's a nice nice place for that sort of stuff. It is the big plant sale. and I think we've had to not have that for a couple of years, but it's everybody's favorite. Go out, and it's out at the Safeway parking lot, and there's just plants galore, and it's going to be a good weekend to go planting. So go on out there, you know, like I said, Mother's Day. Spring Into Art and
yes.
the Maritime Festival. The JEDC is sponsoring the Maritime Festival down by the library's end of things, and we are sponsoring Spring Into Art. There'll be little ducks and rabbits and all kinds of weird little animals for your kid.
Goats,
little baby goats. They're not babies. They're just miniature pygmy goats, I think. But so the kids can draw the animals. There will be performances by the jam musicians, the Aurora Strings musicians, the mariachi band. Gigi Monroe is going to be the MC. So it's going to be fun for sure. And it's all free. There will be some, like, a bake sale and stuff like that. So come on down for that. I believe there's going to be face painting. It's a really nice day to be. It's weather's supposed to be promising. So walk up and down the waterfront. Enjoy Juneau at its best.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I think people are going to have a tough time deciding. But if you are bored this weekend, it's your fault.
It has really nothing to do with us because we got it going on. And then, of course, there is on Mother's Day a whale watch for hospice. And there's some events out at the Arboretum. So there's so many things to do. And then Jazz and Classics starts.
Well, I have to stop you because I'm getting tired.
Okay.
No.
We're running out.
No. It's just like so much energy is building here. But I want to take time out to from all of us at KTOO. And, of course, Juneau Afternoon is a product of the Arts and Culture team to let you know how much we're indebted to you, how much all of us enjoyed working with you. And
thank you.
You have to sit tight and listen to this, but we talked to some people who feel the same way that we do.
This is Jackie Manning. I serve on the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council Board and work at the Alaska State Museum. I would like to thank Nancy DeCherney for her many years of service as the Executive Director at the JAC. Juneau's arts community has thrived during Nancy's time there. Events organized by the JAC, like First Fridays, Rock Hawk Indigenous Music Festival, and Fine Arts Scholarships for Students, have helped to make Juneau a vibrant arts center. Nancy, thank you for your time and dedication to this community.
I am Benjamin Brown, and I have lived in Alaska my whole life, and I have lived in Juneau continuously since 2001 when I came back from law school. And I've known Nancy DeCherney not that entire time, but since before I went away, because I knew her because she founded the Fiddlehead, and it was the most delightful restaurant when I moved to Juneau in 1991. Since then, Nancy's been a friend, an arts collaborator, and a colleague, my boss while I worked at the Juneau Arts Humanities Council, and a partner and advocate for success for the arts and culture in Alaska. So it's difficult to compact all the things that I have that are good to say about you, Nancy, into 90 seconds, but I will just say that you've been transformative with the work that you've done in leading the Juneau Arts Humanities Council, taking over the old armory, making it the JAC, on the first part of the journey towards the new Capital Civic Center, and certainly persevering successfully through COVID. You've certainly earned your retirement, and you will be sorely, sorely missed, and I think we all hope to see more of you in our personal lives when you're not serving us in the way you've done so well, so excellently for so long.
This is Bob Bankett. Just want to wish Nancy a wonderful retirement. Nancy, she's been an absolute force in this community for many years and brought that arts council from something in the basement of a building to having the potentials for a whole new horizon. The new facility's been a great asset when I continually hope she will be with us through the refinement of the Civic Center project. But congratulations and job well done.
Hi, this is Leslie Ishii. It's my great honor and pleasure to serve as the Artistic Director at Perseverance Theater. And I just wanted to chime in and honor Nancy DeCherney. Nancy, thank you so much for your service. You were one of the first people when I arrived here on Klinkit'ani to call me and welcome me. And we set up to meet and we drove together to my first Chamber of Commerce meeting. And I'll just tell you, I will never forget that warmth and how welcoming you were. It just really set the tone for me starting the new position at that time at Perseverance Theater. I also want to thank you because you came to one of our very first board meetings at Perseverance Theater in that new chapter. And once again, you established goodwill. You supported building new relationships with the new team in our new chapter, and your guidance has just been incredible. You have been so generous. So I offer you my deepest Japanese bow, and thank you for your service. You will not be forgotten in this position, and I expect you to come to Perseverance Theater in your new chapter when you have a little more time. So with that, I just wish you and your family all the best in this new chapter, and I understand you'll get more time with your grandchildren. How wonderful. So all the best to you, and we know you won't be a stranger. Congratulations, and again, thank you for your incredible service to the Juneau Douglas Region community.
This is Abel Ryan. I am a Tsimshian, and I am on the board of the JAC. I just wanted to say that it's been an honor and a privilege to work with Nancy at the JAC. She has been a huge voice for the community, encouraging artists and groups to work together in ways that benefit this community so greatly. And it's just been fantastic to know her and to work with her. Thank you.